helping the environment, conserving resources, being healthy, and saving money. That's what it's all about. And you have found the right place for that information. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It's Memorial Weekend. I hope you have some good plans, but be sure and think about the real reason for the holiday celebration. Yeah, it's the start of summer, but it's also honoring our fallen people in the military, and need to think about that part of it. It's a big deal. Visiting with me this weekend, taking time out, and really appreciate it, is Sally Fallon. Sally, still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Want to do a little quick review of what we were talking about. She came on to talk about, first of all, the research that just came out of A&M that basically says that grass-fed beef is not as healthy as grain, corn-fed cattle. All kinds of things wrong with the research. Didn't look at the right things. It doesn't consider some of the big issues of about the toxic nature of the feedlot business. What would you like to say to just tie a bow around that discussion?
Well, and it's also demonizing saturated fats and thinking that, you know, a temporary increase in your cholesterol or decrease in your cholesterol is meaningful, which it's not. What's meaningful is how good you feel and how long you live and in what condition. And we know from a study I mentioned, the Anti-Coronary Club study, when you compare a diet with you know, fatty meats versus lean chicken, people have fewer heart attacks. So,
And
I was also saying that the key thing in the grass-fed beef is that they get it fat. That's very important. And that they learn to defend their product and the saturated fats, because the saturated fats are good.
Absolutely. And we talked a little bit about the vegetable oils being what is really bad. I'd like for you to talk about the difference in olive oil and the other fats, the other oils that you don't recommend, one more time. That's an important point.
Okay, so olive oil comes from the olive, which is actually a fruit, and it can easily be squeezed out with a stone press. Olive oil is a monounsaturated fat, which is a stable fat. You don't want to overdo on olive oil, but it's perfectly fine as part of your diet, and it doesn't cause any harm. The seed oils, the polyunsaturated oils, have to be removed with a stainless steel press. They are totally gross when they are first squeezed out. They're dark and smelly and sticky. They have to be degummed, deodorized, winterized, all sorts of things involving a lot of heat and chemicals. And what you get in the bottle looks clean and smells clean, but it is loaded with free radicals and rancid. And this, you know, this should not go in anyone's body, these liquid oils. And then, of course, they partially hydrogenate these oils to make them hard fats, and they, of course, contain all the awful trans fats. So we need to go back to the fats that people used to use. Some olive oil is fine, but it's mostly the animal fats, and particularly for frying, everyone likes fried foods. The best fat for frying is highly saturated beef fat. And as this study was saying, the fat from the grass-fed beef is more saturated, and that's a good thing.
Well, the vegetable oils that are top of the chart are what, made from rapeseed and things like that?
Well, top of the chart is soybean oil. 80% of the oil used in processed food is soybean oil. Canola oil is probably next.
And that one's recommended all the time, even by, you know, Whole Foods and people like that.
Well, canola oil is a monounsaturated oil, but it is an industrial oil as opposed to olive oil, which is not an industrial oil. So there's a lot of things wrong with canola oil.
Interesting. How did it get to be recommended so much?
Well, what happened was, I don't know if you can set your mind back to about the 60s and 70s, they were promoting corn oil.
Right.
And the animal studies showed that corn oil was truly toxic. It caused cancer big time. And the industry saw that people were becoming interested in their health, and health food stores were a growing phenomenon. And they knew they could not promote corn oil to this health-conscious consumer. And they couldn't promote saturated fats because they'd spent 50 years demonizing the saturated fats. So they needed something else, and they hit on the monounsaturated oils. That's when you started to hear about the wonderful Mediterranean diet. The problem is that olive oil is too expensive, and there's not enough of it for processed foods. So they came up with canola oil, which is actually rapeseed oil.
Right.
And that's high in monounsaturated fats. But unfortunately, there's some real problems with canola oil that they knew almost immediately when they started feeding it to animals in studies. It caused more strokes. It caused increase in blood clots, stickiness of the blood, things like that.
Sally Fallon is who you're listening to. She's the author of one of my favorite books, cookbooks, because it's one I use. And it's called Nourishing Traditions, and there's terrific stuff in there. Has it been updated, or is it like it has been for a long time?
We're always reprinting, and when we reprint, we sometimes correct if we find a typo or something.
But you too,
Yeah. Well, it's a 700-page book, so... But we have not updated it. You know, it's a classic. It really shouldn't be changed.
I like it a lot.
You know, mistakes and all. That's what it is. We're over 400,000 books now, and it's just one of these classic books that people refer to.
Well, I think the bottom line on all this beef thing is that fats, the right kind of fats, are good for you, and the wrong kind of fats are bad for you.
But the right kind of fats are the fats they've been telling you are bad for you.
Yeah, I know it. It's just very confusing, and this research from A&M just makes it more cloudy, and that's why.
Yeah, we need to include as much fat from grass-fed animals in our diets as possible.
Right.
That's really the key to good health, and that's the beef fat, the pork fat, egg yolks, butter fat, duck fat, and goose fat.
Well, your theme that runs through everything you deal with is that you need to eat food that's as close to its natural state as possible.
Right.
And
grown,
simple as that.
Grown in a way that you would find in nature.
In nature, right.
You don't find bovines in feedlots in nature. You find them on grass.
Well, one of the things that the Weston Price Foundation recommends, and you do too, I know, is that part of your diet be a fermented food of some kind too. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, lacto-fermented foods. This would be sauerkraut or pickles, and now not done with vinegar, but done in this process called lacto-fermentation, which creates lactic acid and provides a haven for lots of good bacteria. And we now know that, in a sense, we're sort of like cows. We need all these good bacteria lining our intestinal tract. A healthy person has 6 pounds of good bacteria in the intestinal tract.
Right.
And these fermented foods support that good bacteria all our lives. And we now know that that bacteria digests our food, creates nutrients, and provides about 85% of our immune system.
Well, you're not recommending to avoid eating vinegar, are you?
I would not avoid it, but I wouldn't use it for lacto-fermentation. You don't get lacto-fermentation.
How do they do it? How do they do the lacto-fermentation?
Well, just for example, the sauerkraut, we shred the cabbage, we add salt and a little bit of whey, which provides the lactic acid. And then you pound the sauerkraut, and a lot more lactic acid comes out.
So it's just a totally natural process that ends up happening.
It's the natural juice of the cabbage, and that ferments and creates a lot of lactic acid and preserves the cabbage. But what also is in there is lots of enzymes and lots of good bacteria.
Good.
And if you eat a little sauerkraut or a little bit of some lacto-fermented pickles every day, it's like feeding your little friend in there, your biofilm of good bacteria.
We get a lacto-fermented salsa from the farmer's market down
downtown
Dallas, and it's just great. Judy and I are addicted to it.
Well, you can lacto-ferment ketchup and mustard, and all condiments were traditionally lacto-fermented.
Well, speaking about a product, a food that has been raked over the coals in one way and bad information given in another way is milk. Let's talk about the fact that you don't recommend pasteurized milk.
Not at all. And, of course, most milk today is ultra-pasteurized, which is a horrendously violent process to the delicate proteins in milk. It pretty much destroys all the nutrient-carrying capacity of the milk, the immune system-building capacity of the milk, and the antimicrobial pathogen-fighting components of the milk are all destroyed by pasteurization. And And people are allergic to it. They can't digest it. That's why milk consumption in this country is going down at 1% per year. It has for 30 years.
Raw milk's illegal to buy here in Texas. What do we do?
Oh, but it's not. First of all, let me say it is not illegal to purchase, possess, or consume raw milk in any state. In some states, it's illegal to sell raw milk, but it's not illegal
right.
in Texas. There are lots of raw milk producers in Texas.
But you have to buy from them. You can't go down to their local grocery store.
You can't go to the store.
That's what I mean.
And we have a lot of buying groups and co-ops and things that are getting the milk. If you go to realmilk.com, which is our other website, and click on where, and then go to Texas, you'll find a long list of raw milk producers.
That's Sally Fallon. I think you're going to have to go, aren't you?
Yes, I thank you so much for having me and for very good to discuss this study.
It's delightful always to talk to you. I'll give out all your contact information again when I come back. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Howard.
Really appreciate it a lot.
Bye-bye.
That's Sally Fallon, and she's got a great book. It's called Nourishing Tradition.
The new biological products from Thrive are products that I recommend as highly as anything I've ever recommended because they work so well. They are beneficial bacteria products, also mycorrhizal fungi in the products. They will help you with plant growth, clean up pet odors, and clear up ponds and water features. They work incredibly well in your herb garden, vegetable garden, potted plants, or turf. Make sure you get the Alpha Biosystems product called Thrive. AlphaBiosystems.com is the website.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today.
There's a lot of difference in zeolite products, and although I recommend all of them, the one that's the very best is Zeotech, and that's the one you should get. They have kitty crystals, the very best cat litter on the market. Critter crystals for the other small pets, Zequine for the horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfaid for organic bed preparation. For information, go to ZeotechCorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for Zeotech Zeolite.
Johnny, inside, and take the dog. Who are you people?
Homeland Safety, ma'am. We're sweeping the neighborhood for dangerous toxins.
Hey, what are they doing?
We're replacing those chemical pesticides with safe EcoSmart products.
EcoSmart?
Yes, ma'am. EcoSmart is highly effective against bugs, but completely safe for kids, pets, and the environment.
EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Derived from nature, backed by research, proven effective. Not just smart. EcoSmart.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Do you have areas where things don't grow well or at all? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products. It's easy to start maintaining your yard and garden the natural way. It's not complicated. Just follow Mother Nature's guide. Avoid doing anything that hurts the life in the soil. Choose only those activities that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and below the soil. First, stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. All high nitrogen synthetic products are bad. Avoid the nitrogen-only products because they are even worse. Second, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. Third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions and make wise decisions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the frequency and volume of watering needed. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit HowardGarrett.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And you can jump on board here now to call and talk about anything you want to talk about. It's 866-444-3478, and that includes the landscaping and gardening type stuff. I wanted to tell you a little bit more about Sally. Some of you probably said, ooh, who is she? I hadn't heard that before. A little bit more info on her is as follows. Sally is a journalist and an author, as I said, and she's really done a lot of research on nutrition. She's been a part of the Weston A. Price Foundation for quite a while. And Weston Price, we didn't talk that much about. He's been called the Charles Darwin of nutrition. What he did, he's a dentist, and he, for some reason, started thinking about why certain groups of people, certain tribes, certain civilizations around the world all had similar health. They lived to be 100 plus years old. They didn't have cavities in their teeth. They had great big wide jaws and didn't have crooked teeth. And he wanted to find out what caused that, because he found it from Eskimos to people that lived in hot climates. And, you know, it had nothing to do with, it didn't seem like anything climate wise or where in the world these people live. But the thing that he found consistent was what Sally and I were talking about. They all had a lot of animal fat in their diet. And they all ate, as we were talking about, some kind of a fermented product, either a liquid or a food. And they all ate as close to nature as possible. They'd eat a lot of raw foods, for example, as well. There were no vegetarians in any of these groups. And then she started getting interested and involved in a lot of other things. She's gotten involved in the raw milk issue. Raw milk is, as you heard there at the end, what she and many others recommends. Hard to find, as we talked about. It's not in the grocery stores. You got to buy it direct from the farms and so forth. Raw milk cheese is what Judy and I buy a lot of. We can get that sometimes, and you can too, in the stores. If you go into a grocery store and look at the labels, you can find some raw milk cheese in the stores. It'll be maybe 10% of all the cheeses that are there. Most of them will say that it's from pasteurized milk. And unfortunately, most of the raw milk cheeses come from other countries. You'll find some in the stores that come from the United States, but not that many. It's something that really needs to change, and it's one of the reasons why we wanted to start talking about all this. She's also been involved in and realmilk.com, by the way, is the website for that information. And then the cholesterol myths by a friend of hers who's an MD and PhD, Ranskoff, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, but anyway, he wrote a book called The Cholesterol Myths, and it's basically about the fact that cholesterol are more like the firemen in your body. They're showing up to try to help things. They're not the cause of problems. So check all that out. The other book she's been involved in is The Yoga of Eating, by Charles Eisenstein, and it's you know, a book that I recommend. In fact, I recommend all these books. The Fourfold Path to Healing by Thomas Cowan's another one she's been involved in. The Whole Soy Story, and as you heard her talk, she's very, very negative about soy, pretty much across the board, and it's all documented in that book. Her latest book that she's been involved in is Eat Fat to Lose Fat, or Eat Fat, Lose Fat. She has a bachelor's degree from Stanford, a master's degree in English from with high honors from UCLA, and got a neat cookbook. The cookbook is what I'd start with, that one called Nourishing Traditions. You can get all that stuff from her website. We don't have it in our store yet. We need to get a lot of this stuff there, and hopefully we will for you. But you can get it in the meantime at hers. It's newtrendspublishing.com. And that telephone number here is 866-444-3478. One of the things that I need to point out for all of you is wherever you live, I'm in Dallas. I live in Dallas. We do the radio show here in Irving, real near the DFW airport. There are farmers markets here in the DFW area, although the cities go out of their way to make it difficult for these things to be around. And it's lobbying, and it's, you know, changing the paradigm. The city people, you know, don't want to change things in a lot of cases. And sometimes it's a liability issue, they think. But they're out there. And if you start going to these farmers markets and supporting them, it'll help make all this good food much, much more available. Some of the big places that sell the quote-unquote healthy stuff, you've got to be careful there. And they give you the best choice, and we shop at those kind of stores pretty much on a regular basis, because you're going to find a higher percentage of clean, unprocessed foods there. But you need to read the label, because they still have some bad stuff too. And like we were talking about, canola oil is one of the top bad things, and they not only sell it, they recommend it. A lot of these so-called health food type grocery stores. And it's not a good thing for the reasons that she was talking about. If you missed all that detail, you can go to her website and get more information about it. The telephone number, and we'll talk more when I come back, is 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want our newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift Roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free. And they bloom from spring until frost in six delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
Learn how to live a healthier and more natural lifestyle by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is cost-effective, fun, and the most successful of any approach. You can learn about growing delicious, healthy food, pet management, saving water, pest control, and natural living. The organic method is effective for use coast-to-coast and border-to-border. Howard Garrett books can be found in stores in your neighborhood or in the Green Living Store at howardgarrett.com. Enjoy one of these fine books today. Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects. There are a lot of products in stores claiming to be natural and organic. If you want to be sure that you're buying only the best natural organic products, then you need to visit the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com. Enjoy the convenience of shopping online. Shop at any time of the day or night and enjoy the benefit of delivery right to your door. You'll find products for your garden, home improvement, home decor, cleaning, water savings, your kitchen, bed and bath, and pets. You can also find great health and nutritional items and products for your pond and water gardens. Each product is rigorously researched prior to selection to ensure that it adheres to Green Living's core principles. Visit howardgarrett.com today to purchase the best natural organic products and to get wonderful advice on how to enjoy a more natural lifestyle. Be healthier, save money, and have more fun by visiting the Green Living Shop on howardgarrett.com today. What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We want to once again welcome KGOE in Eureka, California, has jumped on board both hours of Green Living. We're delighted to have you with us. Good stuff there. We will continue to talk about whatever you want to talk about, but I did want to talk about a few gardening issues, and a couple of calls are coming up about that. We have a little in Howard's garden to begin with. I was telling Bob Webster on his show in San Antonio this morning about an unusual insect attack that I've had at the office. And so if I've seen it, you'll probably see it in some other places. Bagworms, little bitty tiny bagworms, which is how they always get started, and a lot of people overlook them. The female bagworm, it looks like a little tent, organic matter tent that's moving around on the foliage, eating the foliage before it attaches and hangs down in the big form, at which point no spray will do it any good. But while those little females are wandering around and feeding, you can spray with the EcoSmart product and kill them. You can spray with a BT product. Be very careful. BT products will kill butterflies. Or you can use an orange oil-based product. The EcoSmart products are what I use, and it killed them completely. So when they're that young female that's traveling around and feeding, they are very susceptible to being killed with organic insect controls. And you need to do it because they'll do a lot of cosmetic damage. It's generally a sign that there's stress in the plants. And I'm not sure it's the case here. I'm not saying that my plants couldn't have stress. They certainly could because I've pretty much let them have their way. I don't baby them along at all. But what I've noticed here is that they have attacked several different kinds of plants, and it's something you don't often see. It's almost like they came in and randomly hit the native persimmon and the Texas or Mexican buckeye and the pineapple guava. I mean, three completely different kind of plants, and all had this little bitty bagworm damage going on. So the other thing people are asking me about is related to fertilization and just a basic recommendation for you. Well, and one other thing about turf too, but it is time getting into next week and the following week. We're going to be in that window for the second major fertilization of the year with organic fertilizer, of course, whichever one you choose to use. And we've got a bunch of them in the library explained and some that are available in the shop if you don't know which ones to buy or anything. But they all go out pretty much at the same rate, about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. In the Texas area, and it may be the case across the south and maybe even in some of the northern lawns as well, we had a little winter damage this past year. And the reason we did here is because we've gone through about five winters of non-winter, being very, very mild. And I think the turf just got a little bit soft. And there was a little bit of winter damage this year. Very inconsistent. Some lawns have it, some don't. Some organic lawns have it, some chemical lawns have it. It just depends on the moisture level in the soil. I think that part of it was also related to heavy rains followed by periods of being really dry. And a lot of people, didn't pay that much attention to keeping the moisture just right because we had a lot of rain. So being too wet or too dry along with colder than ever in several years caused the problems. It's cosmetic for the most part. In some cases where chemical fertilizers, synthetic fertilizers are used, it's killed the grass completely. In that case, you have to replant. But if you're not totally damaged, just a thin layer of compost and spray the Garrett juice with the biological product called Thrive, and things will be back in great shape before you know it. What's recommended here by some is to use peat moss, a thin layer of peat moss, and we think that's a very silly thing to do. It costs too much. It's an environmental problem where it comes from, and it doesn't work nearly as well as the compost does. All right, to the phones. Let's see who's first. Wayne in Temple, Texas, first up. Hello, Wayne.
How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a friend that just purchased his house and has a couple of little small children, and he says he has poison oak or poison ivy in the yard. How is a good way to get rid of those?
Well, poison ivy is probably what it is in this part of the world, and it's a tough weed to get rid of. You can physically remove it, which is the best thing to do, and usually it takes doing it more than one time to get all of the reproductive parts removed from the soil. If you have it removed or if you remove it yourself, if you can put on gloves and long-sleeve shirts and not get poison ivy all over yourself, remove it one last time, and then as it feathers out with new tender foliage, you can spot spray that foliage with the EcoSmart herbicide, organic herbicide, the vinegar-based herbicide, or one of the other commercial products like Burnout or Scythe or one of the other fatty acid products. All those things will kill the young foliage when it's coming out, not the thick, mature woody stems, you're going to have to physically remove those.
Okay. All right. Well, I do thank you for taking my call, and I do enjoy your program.
Well, thanks for calling, Wayne. I appreciate it.
So we're going to start having the full hours on this where you're on now.
Well, we hope soon. Right now they're carrying 1 hour. You can always hear both hours on the Green Living Show on Saturday on DirtDoctor.com. They're streamed while we do the show, and they're archived, so you can hear them anytime. But the live stuff, hopefully that'll happen in the future.
Okay.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you very much. Uh-huh.
Appreciate it. One other thing, everybody, maybe some people scratching their head why I didn't mention it again. Tropical John and a couple other people brought up something that I wouldn't use myself, but if you have a real bad infestation of poison ivy and you want to do it one time and then do my soil detox program, which is explained on the website, you can. And what this is to use Roundup. Roundup doesn't work very well on poison ivy. But if you mix it with vinegar, if you use vinegar instead of water in the formula, it'll kill it. And, again, I don't recommend it. I won't use it myself. But people that are, you know, cavalier and say they don't mind using chemicals, that is a way that you can kill it. And even organic people doing it one time and then doing the soil detox, it's in the library on DirtDoctor.com. That is a possible way to consider going. Judy in Granbury, Texas. Hi, Judy.
Good morning. I have about three questions this morning.
All right.
One, I have all this white fuzzy bugs that look like a fungus on all the plants.
What kind of plants, Judy?
They're all my flowering plants, my vines, roses, all the clerodendrons. They're just everywhere, and they're real thick like a fuzz. But then when you spray them, they fly away.
Okay, these are little white flies, I guess. They look like tiny little butterflies when they fly away.
Well, they're so tiny I can't see, but they look like a fuzz all over your stuff.
Okay. That's another kind of an unusual thing this year. And I was warning people a few weeks ago that we, because of all the rain and the interesting weather that we've had, we may see some unusual insect and disease problems. That one, I would get the product called EcoSmart Insect Killer, I think is the name of it. They have several different products, and one of them is specifically to use on landscape plants outside. I learned the hard way that the one they have for inside pests, roaches and ants and things inside the house, is a little too strong for plants. You'll get a little bit of burn on the foliage.
Okay.
So be sure to buy the one that is labeled for outside use, and it kills them very, very well.
Right.
I have also used the product called BioWash, or locally available, it's called Plant Wash. And you can mix it with a little orange oil, no more than 1 to 2 ounces per gallon of spray, and it works on the white flies pretty well, too. The third recommendation, just to cover them all, is the mound drench. Mound drench you can buy commercially, but the formula is this, and anybody can make it. You mix three things together in equal amounts, compost tea or liquid humate, either one, and then the second ingredient is liquid molasses, and the third ingredient is orange oil. Equal amounts of those, and then use about 4 ounces of that concentrate. Mix it up, shake it up really well, and use about 4 ounces of that mixture per gallon of water. That's the mound drench formula. But use it as a spray, and it'll kill the white flies also.
Okay. I have a Japanese maple over my koi pond, and when it comes out every year, it looks really pretty, and then it gets all these little brown spots, and the ends of the leaves curl up and turn brown, and it just really, like, wants to die.
Well, what you've got there is probably one of the red leaf Japanese maples.
It is.
Yeah, they're more sensitive to sunlight and burn, and that's just a burn. That's a cosmetic thing.
Well, it's under great big oak trees.
Well, it really doesn't matter. It's the heat, and if it gets any sunlight on the plant at all, that the red ones just burn easier. Two things I'd recommend for you. One is to do the entire sick tree treatment, and the first step of that is to pull the soil off of the trunk flare. And you may think, well, I can see a flare. Make it very dramatically visible,
okay,
where you could literally step on the flare as it's turning and moving laterally. And that'll help a lot. And then the second thing is, next time you plant a Japanese maple, uh-huh, plant the green,
okay,
Acer palmatum. It can grow in full sun.
Okay, well, I may just have to switch that out.
That's my favorite one, really. Easy to grow, gorgeous, gorgeous fall color. But any of them, any of the Japanese maples grow pretty well. It's just you'll get some cosmetic damage like you're seeing on a lot of the red ones.
I think I'll just go ahead and switch it out. Our live oak is losing leaves like mad.
Really? Right now?
Right now.
Well, generally, we see the leaves all kicked off earlier,
right,
than now when we have the, you know, the new leaves,
mm-hmm,
pushing on.
Right.
But if they're going off now, maybe something going on. I'm going to have to take a break here, but send me some pictures if you can.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Do you have time for one more question?
Well, let me put you on hold,
okay,
and I'll chat,
sure,
with you off there. I need to get to some other people here, so don't go away.
Okay.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. And again, if you want our newsletter, we'd love for you to be on board. Just send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com or info@howardgarrett.com. Either one of those, and you'll get the weekly newsletter. It'll be a different subject each week. When it comes out is whenever we get around to it. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for the only dog and cat foods that I recommend. There's a very good reason why that is. These are the best. My dogs love them. Their coats are great. Their skin problems have never existed because they've been on Munster Natural from the very beginning. We get a lot of reports from people saying that skin problems, hot spots go away once the dogs and cats start eating the Munster Natural pet foods. You can get information about these products at MunsterMilling.com, or you can call them direct for a store near you at 800-772-7178. One of the things that's so different about the Munster Natural dog food and cat food is the very high level of omega-3 fatty acids. There's also some very unusual ingredients that you won't find in any other products on the market. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or rice. Munster Natural pet foods, the very best products available. If you haven't tried them yet, your dogs and cats deserve it.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Do you want your landscape to stand out but don't know where to start? A landscape that stands out starts with a knockout. The knockout family of roses are the most disease-resistant roses available. All seven members of the knockout family are easy to grow and require no special care. Tons of flowers bloom from spring until frost, making your landscape stand out all season long. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit theknockoutrose.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
This spring, keep your lawn in shape with quality outdoor power equipment from Steel. Clear leaves and yard debris with the Steel BG55 handheld blower, just $149.99. Great for quickly cleaning driveways, sidewalks, and hard-to-reach places, the BG55 is a reliable handheld blower at an affordable price. And tackle tough spring weeds with the FS45 grass trimmer. Lightweight and well-balanced, this trimmer makes lawn care a breeze. And at $149.99, you get more value for your money. Get the job done with the Steel MS-170 chainsaw. This reliable, lightweight saw is ideal for your home wood cutting needs. And the anti-vibration system allows for comfortable operation. Now just $179.99 with a 14-inch bar. Check out the full line of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. See your local Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are BME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
If you're currently not listening as well as you think you should, or if you've had some slight ringing in your ears, then I've got a suggestion for you. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing consultant I recommend. Several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing consultation and then let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home to try for a week with no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising, but this company is a Dirt Doctor recommendation. Affordable Hearing uses only the latest techniques and the greatest technology, so they save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing, it's 800-521-1592. Check out the contact lenses of the hearing industry. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Jim has been waiting patiently in the colony. Hey, Jim.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Sure.
Last week, the first part of last week, after I had a mild heart attack a couple weeks before, the doctor says mild, and to me, a heart attack's a heart attack.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, the wife says no more climbing in the trees to thin them out, no more big projects. And I said, okie dokie, here we go. I called Moore Tree, and the nicest guy in the world came out, the arborist.
Mm-hmm, good.
I mean, nicest guy. He explained everything to me very well. As a matter of fact, I contracted with him to come out and do some work.
Good.
My question is, I thought I'd heard you say sometime in the past, if you ever have an opportunity to take the clippings from your own trees, you know, when they grind up stuff, save it and put it back in your flower beds.
That's right.
All right. So I'll just get my bags out and tell them to put it in there then.
Yeah, if they, you might want to talk to them before they come so that if possible they won't have some big logs and things like that in the truck. And sometimes there's nothing to do about that. The schedule, it just works out so that they had to take a tree down or something. But if you can get the ground up trimmings that they do from your property left, just have them leave them there for you in a pile. There's not a better mulch for your vegetable garden or for your landscaping, either one.
Outstanding. Okay, number two. I planted my tomato plants, and they're about a foot and a half tall, seems like they're growing just fine. Okay. So I went out because I ran out of Garrett juice, and so I went down to one of your other advertisers over to Elliot's and bought myself a big container. I said, the heck with this little stuff, I'm getting me a big one. And, of course, it says on the side to mix it with 4 ounces of per gallon of water. Down at the bottom of my notes, it said, if you have pear things chewing your flute, mix in some garlic tea or orange oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mixed in the garlic tea, sprayed them on Wednesday. This morning, I've got brown spots all over my leaves. Did I over mix it?
Well, there's a couple of things that could be possible here. If Garrett juice ingredients, whether you're using a store-bought version or your own formula from our formula on the website, will settle out. You have to have it stirred and shaken really well. And if you don't, sometimes you'll get a little bit of a concentration of the vinegar or something. But generally, that would burn the whole leaf. You'd have more kind of an even burn. You wouldn't have spotting. So the I tell you what may be happening there, Jim. I noticed in my garden yesterday, another little in Howard's garden thing. I saw some little bitty brown spots on some coleus and on a couple of other plants, and I didn't have time to deal with it. I'm going to try to do that today. There's a little insect called the four-line plant bug. It's in the Texas bug book that we did, and that little insect is real pretty. It's got a bright red belly, and it's got black and yellow stripes on top. They're very hard to find. They stay on the backside of the leaves, and they cause a damage that looks kind of like a disease or a burn, like you're describing.
Uh-huh.
And I'll bet you that's what hit.
It's only on one plant.
Yeah. And see, you sprayed other plants, and if it had been the spray, it would have been on all of them.
Okay, so I need to douse it again, only this time I'm going to use orange jar or oil, that garlic tea. It just smells funny.
Okay. Well, look and see if that's not the little beast, too. And if you put another possibility is to put the bio wash or plant wash in at about an ounce.
Okay. Yeah. That'll hunt. That dog will hunt.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Howard. I appreciate your
The call. Thank you, Jim.
Bye.
There's some interesting insect problems out there. If you've got a question, send us a picture and we'll try to help you out. And if you want to call real quick here and talk about it on the air, it's 866-444-3478. Like I have been mentioning a couple of times today, I'm seeing some insect situations that are a little bit out of the ordinary this year, I guess because of the heavy rain and a little bit different weather. I was worried about it with all the cool weather and rain that we've been having, that whenever it got hot, which it has the last few days up in the 90s, that we were going to start seeing some of these issues. And we've had people call about white flies, this four-line plant bug. I've seen myself the little bitty bagworms that are getting started. And you need to be proactive. You need to go out there and look, especially go out at night with a flashlight and look around. And when you see some of these critters, it's a good time for you to spray your Garrett juice, drench Garrett juice, and Thrive, the biological product, into the soil. That's just going to be a root stimulator and help the energy and the keeping the plant stress-free and be a good kind of thing to do in general. And then if you see something eating foliage, use the Garrett juice with a little bio wash in it, with a little orange oil. Don't ever overdo it. Garlic and garlic pepper tea, like he was talking about, usually is fine. Don't overdo even these organic kinds of things, because if you do, they can cause burn just like chemicals if you overdo it. But if you have any questions, you can go to the pictures in the Texas Bug Book. Most of the pictures are also online on dirtdoctor.com in the library. And the recommendations are there. And if you want to call us, and I'll help you on the show, do that too. The number to remember for all my shows is 866-444-DIRT-3478. Talk to you later. Enjoy.